Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everybody, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who you know so well, who happens to be on assignment today, we wanted to welcome everybody. We definitely hope you're as excited as we are. We are beyond excited today to have with us one of the country's true leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Illinois. We want to welcome our most very special guest here today, Dr. Joseph Kirk from Effingham, Illinois. Welcome, Dr. Kirk.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be able to talk to you and speak with you, Dr. Bard, you know, and Dr. Kaplan. I'm excited to be here and ready to get going.
You bet. This is a biggie. It really is. It's a big one for our listening audience. It's really a big one for us too, Dr. Kirk, because we waited quite a while to get you on our live broadcast here of our national and really international show, the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. It's a real treat. It really is an honor to have you with us here today. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to truly love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Joseph Kirk from Effingham, Illinois. But during our show, they really, really get an up close and a very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Kirk, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who unfortunately suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, numbness, tingling, pins and needles. I can go on and on, often caused by the stress of injuries and, you know, many of whom have just been dealing with these chronic health maladies and these chronic pain syndromes. And one of the things that you're noted for is a groundbreaking technology that is commonly known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Kirk, what actually is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, non-surgical decompression, it's kind of new. It's really a solution for back pain. It's the alternative to back surgery, and it's changing the way people are handling back pain. It's a cost-effective, gentle process that utilizes computer technology to take a herniated disc and to help retract it by segment. It's much different from traction. Research has shown that traction not to be effective with herniations, but spinal decompression is 86 to 91% effective. The McClure study took over 500 patients, pre-surgical patients, and he is a neurosurgeon, and after the study, 91% no longer needed the surgery. And most of the people fall in that category of the 91%. So non-surgical decompression is changing the way people are treating back pain one patient at a time.
So this is really exciting. And the reason it's exciting is because of not only the science, not only the research, not only the clinical applications, but most importantly, it really, as you know, Dr. Kirk, so well, it comes down to the results. So in your opinion, based upon your history, and we're going to talk about your background on this show, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
That's another great question. Really, it's for people that are just in pain, people that have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, burning, people that just have trouble when they get out of bed in the mornings, people who have trouble when they go to bed at night, people that have trouble sleeping because of the numbness in their fingers and toes and pain down the leg, pain during the activities of daily lifting. If you're lifting your children or your grandchildren and you have pain, you probably have a bulge or a herniated disc, so you are a great candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression.
So this is really interesting in the fact that obviously in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients who travel far and wide to come see you in a perfect world for treatment. However, there is basically a level of qualification that they must meet. And can you talk a little bit about your assessment in terms of how you determine who is a candidate for this type of treatment and specifically the utilization of something known as an MRI?
Yeah, sure. We definitely would love to treat everybody, but there are some protocols that we have to follow, and there's some contraindications that we can't see people with. But basically, you know, we're going to do a full physical exam on you. We want to see an MRI and x-rays just so we can absolutely be specific on the disc or the disc that we need to treat. So an MRI is probably the gold standard because that really tells us, that gives us an absolute image of the specific spot that we need to be treating. And we also go by the symptoms and by the orthopedic test and the muscle test and the neuro stuff that we do to make sure that the patient is a proper candidate for spinal decompression.
So it really is a comprehensive evaluation, and I think the fact that you also mentioned with respect to, as we touched upon, the MRI, and I think one of the most common questions that patients often ask is, what's the actual difference between an X-ray study and a magnetic resonance imaging study, otherwise known as an MRI? What's the actual difference?
Well, the X-ray is just going to show us the bones and the structures of the what's going on inside your body. MRI actually shows us the tissue, so it can actually show us what the disc looks like. On an X-ray, you're just going to be able to tell if there's been some loss of disc height or even types of fractures or broken bones. But the MRI actually shows us the actual tissue. And so we can really tell on an MRI how far the bulge is or the herniation or if it's even ruptured. So those are great qualities that we need from the MRI so we can determine if that patient is a great candidate for spinal decompression.
It's absolutely incredible, and we are joined here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest here today, Dr. Joseph Kirk from Effingham, Illinois. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Kirk, to share with our listening audience your contact information for anyone that got into our show a little bit later? As far as your website and your phone number, can you share that with them now?
Sure, absolutely. We're located almost dead center of the United States. We're in Effingham, Illinois. Our phone number is 217-342-2232, and my website is www.effinghamdiscenter.com. And there's a ton of great information on there. If you go on the website, you have any other questions that we don't answer today in this show, that is a fabulous site to go on, and you can probably answer 99.9% of the questions that you have or that you think of later that you're not thinking of now.
Now, one of the reasons I have to share with our listening audience that we were so incredibly excited to have you as a guest on this show is because of your background. And when I had the pleasure to meet you personally and to learn about your background, especially from the military, I thought that was so unique. It was so different, and it really spoke volumes as to who you are, what you are about. And can you share a little bit of that in terms of how you started and, more importantly, how you ended up in Effingham?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as a kid, luckily one of my good friends' dad was a chiropractor, and so I played sports just like probably everybody else in the United States does, and I would get sports injuries. And when you get those sports injuries and you go to a medical doctor, you kind of get the, you know, the whole – rest idea, you know, so you're going to ice it, rest it, elevate it, and just give it time. Well, when I would go see my chiropractor, he would do some special treatments on me, and I would be able to get back on the field and play within a shorter amount of time than if I would just have rested it. So that's kind of where I got started in chiropractic. And then, you know, of course, I graduated high school. I decided to follow in my dad and my grandpa's footsteps and join the Navy, and it was the best 5 years I've had so far. I got to meet my beautiful wife, and we had 3 kids. Basically, I was stationed in Hawaii, and so that makes a lot of people jealous. But spent 3 years in Hawaii, and I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy. So with that being said, I actually got to train with the Marine Corps the whole time, because as a hospital corpsman in the Navy, we take care of the Marines because they don't have any type of medical support. So I got the best of the blue side and the green side, and as a hospital corpsman, you get a lot of respect because they know that you're pretty much their last line of life or death in some situations. So that's how I got started. And then when I got out of the military, I went back to school, finished my undergrad, went to Logan University, and got my doctorate of chiropractic. And so started practice, and now I've met this great group of Deaf Centers of America doctors. And I'm excited. You know, I haven't seen results like this when I first started, and I'm seeing results that are just amazing right now. And we're really saving people's lives, and we're, you know, people are depressed, but once we get them feeling better, they're feeling a lot better without having the depression part of it as well.
Well, I think that's one of the things that clearly sets you apart in the fact that, number one, you're incredibly disciplined, and whether that comes from your military background or whether that's part of your genetic code, I think that's one of the things that has made you so successful and really so magnetic to your patients, in the sense that you're an incredibly disciplined doctor, and also you practice what you preach. And if being a doctor in part is educating your patients, because obviously when you look in the dictionary and you look under the definition of doctor, one of the definitions of doctor happens to be teacher. And I think that's one of the things that you've done so incredibly well, is your ability to empower your own patients with the tools that are necessary to allow for maximum healing, maximum results, and to really give them what they need to hopefully stay healed as long as possible. I think that's a great statement. Now, one of the things you also do, I think, is interesting, is your use of technology, and specifically the use of something known as laser therapy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Kirk, how laser is utilized in your practice?
Absolutely, yeah. So laser technology really acts as a magnet to the blood. So it actually draws the blood into that area, which will help us reduce the inflammation. So imagine that if we can take a herniated disc and we can reduce that herniation, and then also through laser, we can reduce the inflammation. So the patient's going to get better quicker results, a less expensive result, and it's going to be by the most highly trained doctors in the United States. And not only do we use it with herniations, but I use it a lot with knees and shoulders and elbows, tennis elbow, golf elbow. So there's so many different avenues you can go with the laser technology, and I've been seeing great results with it, and I love it. I use it a lot on of my patients, and like I said, I use it in different aspects, not just only trying to help heal up the disc. But so, yeah, it's a great addition to my practice, and I'm excited to be using it.
So basically what we're talking about here is we're really talking about light therapy. And it's my understanding, and if you can clarify for our audience as well, that this utilization of laser in your practice is 100% painless, simple, easy. Can you share a little bit about what a patient expects with laser in terms of the actual treatment application and thereafter?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just like you said, it is absolutely painless. The patient feels nothing. And what we do is basically put an infrared light onto the infected area or the inflamed area. And basically it just sits there for maybe 10 minutes or less. And we're just drawing blood into that area and flushing out inflammation. And at the same time, we're trying to do some, we're trying to heal that tissue that is inflamed and has been hurt at some point.
So one of the things I think that's interesting to know about you is when we mentioned before that, that you practice what you preach, and being from the great state of Illinois, and you know that Illinois is very dear to us because our son went to school in Illinois, and one of the most heated arguments always is, are you a Cub fan? Or are you a White Sox fan? And I'm curious only in the sense that not only are you a fan, but you also have a background as a collegiate baseball player as well. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. I did play some college ball after I graduated high school. I played at a junior college for a couple of years. It's probably my favorite sport, but to answer your question about the Cubs or the White Sox, I'm neither. I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan. we're only about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes away from St. Louis. And of course that's the greatest team in the world anyway. So, if I had to pick between the White Sox and the Cubs though, I would definitely go with the White Sox because as a true Cardinal fan, you can't like anything that the Chicago Cubs do.
That's the rumor. That's what they say. And but you are loyal, obviously, to your team, and they've had such a great run for so many years. And it's just so coincidental that you mention that in the sense that you know our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida, are really within just a very very short distance from the Jupiter Training Field here, which is the spring training home of the St.
Right.
Louis Cardinals. So we have an abundance
right.
of St. Louis Cardinals fans, especially this time of year, and you know why in terms of where we are in terms of spring training. So fingers crossed. I always have a good feeling about your team. And what the heck, you have the best catcher in the league. That's all I can tell you. That we should do another whole show. We really should do a whole show on that. If there's anyone who could share opinion, that would definitely be you, Dr. Kirk. And I think it's one of the things that make you awesome. I think one of the other things that make you awesome is one of the specialties of your practice, which happens to be something known as personal injury, otherwise known, a.k.a., also known as the treatment of patients who are involved in automobile accidents. Can you share with our audience a little bit about the timeliness of getting seen by you after an automobile accident and why this is important?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, whenever you have the automobile accident, you may not feel like you got injured, but it's very important that you come in right away so we can evaluate you. Again, we'll do a full orthopedic test, neurological test, muscle test, because you never know when the symptoms may show up. You know, it could be a couple weeks down the road. It could be 2 days down the road. It could be a year down the road. But at least if you come in right away and you get seen, we have a documented paperwork that says that you did come in and get seen and that you were treated. And that just looks better on the record if you do have an injury later on down the road. And so we can get you in right away, get you treated if we need to get you treated. And then I take care of everything on the insurance side, on my side, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Well, I love the fact that you are handling so many of the things for your patients that for so many, unfortunately, is so stressful. Hence the simple fact that not only have they been traumatized and they've been affected on a health level, but I love the fact that you mentioned that often when there is a claim, especially when the other party is at fault, that you'll help your patient coordinate all the paperwork. You will help your patient with regards to proper counsel in terms of working with counsel, specifically attorneys in the Effingham area and about, who will protect the patient's right to treatment. And if there is recovery of settlement, then obviously that is important, because as you hit it right on the head, the documentation of their traumatic insult, their traumatic injuries, their whiplash, and as a result, assessment of the disc, the spinal disc, which is what you're known for. I think it's so interesting to also let our audience know that you have actually the highest level of training. You have the highest level available on a university basis for the assessment of disc in the realm of non-surgical spinal decompression. We just have a little bit of time left on our international broadcast here. Dr. Kirk, would you be so kind one more time, just in closing, if you could share your contact information one more time with our listening audience?
Yes, absolutely. It's we're in Effingham, Illinois. The phone number is 217-342-2232. The website is www.effinghamdiscenter.com. And could I just take a second to tell a little story of a patient that we had come in just last week?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so we had a patient that had a discectomy, a partial discectomy, back in 2005, had some good relief with it, but still kind of always had that nagging little pain. Well, finally he saw our website, and he gave us a call, and we got him in, and he was literally using a walker. And this kid is only 38 years old. And he's been using a walker for the past 6 months, can't sleep at night, has to sleep in a recliner, you know, and he's a farmer. And so he's getting ready to amp up his lifestyle here pretty quick, but he can't even do that. And so we got him in right away. We did one treatment on him, and after that treatment, he came back the next day and got treated again. But after that first treatment, he was walking upright. He told us that he had slept the entire night the night before, and he hadn't done that in over a year. And as he was pumping gas, he even said, he's like, heck, I'm standing up straighter. He's like, this is unbelievable. He's like, why didn't anybody tell me about this sooner? So he's super excited about it. We're super excited about it. He's on his sixth treatment right now, and he's doing great. So that's just a quick story and one story out of hundreds that we've helped here in Effingham.
Well, you know, you could hear the excitement in your voice, and your patients really, really are so fortunate to have a doctor like you. And gosh, I could have you on 100 shows, Dr. Kirk, and I know you could tell you could tell 100 plus stories of the results that you get, and you're such a magnetic guy. You're really a lot of fun,
and you
could just hear it, and you really are. You're a five-star guy. You're a five-star doctor. You truly have a five-star clinic, and you're definitely a five-star family man. And I guess in baseball we may say you would be a five-tool player. Can we say that, right?
There we go, yeah. I might have lost
and
a little bit
of
my
for our
team.
Listening audience that may not be familiar, if you're a five-tool player, that means you're probably looking at the Hall of Fame at some point in your life, because that means you could do it all, and there's no question that you, Dr. Kirk, can do it all. I would love to have you back on another episode. Would you find time in your busy schedule in the future? Hopefully you can join us again on another live broadcast.
Absolutely, anytime. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I hope it was an exciting opportunity for me, and I hope it was educational and informational to you guys as well. But, yeah, anytime you guys would love to have me on, I would be gracious enough to come on and speak again.
Well, that would be incredible, and we could definitely spend a little bit more time as to the future of the St. Louis Cardinals and a little bit more about your incredible and vast background and really your commitment to excellence, your commitment to your patients, which is what you're known for, and why patients travel far and wide to come see you in Effingham, Illinois, and more. And I want to thank our listening audience here. You guys are amazingly dedicated to this show. We know from the numbers and your questions and your emails about how much you enjoy this show, and we thank you. And on behalf of my co-host on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you tremendously, and we want to invite you back on a future broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. My name's Dr. Bard, signing off for now, and we'll see you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it a great one. See you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.